CEO Stéphane Bancel says of the 30,000 patients in their phase 3 trial, only a relative few got a bad case of COVID.
And all those 11 people were on placebo.
Moderna's vaccine product is already being produced. Distribution could begin in a few weeks.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have not only a cool week ahead, there's still no rain in the forecast for the next several days. For today, what a great start to the week. Sunshine, pleasantly cool, high 68. Tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 42 by dawn tomorrow morning. Upper 60s on Tuesday, more sun, only mid-60s Wednesday. The coldest nights will be Tuesday and Wednesday night with lows in the upper 30s. Dry through the week, warmer late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. So let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing today? Ray? Did you mute yourself?
My fat cheek hit the mute button. Sorry.
Well, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Yeah, I hate when it does that. That's the only problem with those stupid little mute buttons on your phone. If y'all don't know, y'all call my cell phone for people who don't realize this every day, and I do it off my cell phone. So it works out really good unless you hit the mute button.
Well, we can hear you loud and clear now. You busy already this Monday morning?
Man, like I said, we have not stopped in 4 days. It has been great. Everybody's trying to get their flooring down before Thanksgiving because they got friends and family coming in. And I know we're not supposed to be together, but they're doing it anyway, and they want the floors down. And if you are in that boat that you need a new floor before Thanksgiving, you better call us today because we are just about completely booked until Thanksgiving.
Well, and that number is 285-8117, 285-8117. Yeah, if the family's coming by, because, you know, we're still somewhat free here in Alabama compared to other states, you want it to look great. You want it to look your best. So check them out today, 285-8117. You usually recommend the waterproof technology, right?
Everybody loves waterproof technology. If your dog's having an accident, the kids spill something on it, not the end of the world. You don't want to turn into a floor Nazi over your new floors. So the best thing to do is go with the waterproof. It almost never scratches, but it can.
Okay.
It's very, very, very durable flooring. Give us a call, 285-8117. One of us run out, you got free measurement, get you come in here, check everything out. Boom, next thing you know, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
Very good. And folks, when you do call Prattville Carpet, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Ray, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and good luck with the rest of the day.
Hey, y'all have a great day. Bye.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We'll be officially back here with News and Views from 9 till noon in mere moments.
Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us. You got a ton of stuff going on downtown, including Christmas.
Amen, Bubba. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right here on us. You know, we always get excited this time of the year because I've got my Christmas tree up. We put it out the other day. We've got ornaments on it. We've got all kinds of cool ornaments that have come in, and we've got a lot of other items that have come in. You know, we're loaded down with gifts, whether it be candies, pecans, jewelry, purses. We've got some good-looking purses back in. We've got a lot of jellies and jams, a lot of the Alabama Sunshine products, the Bordeaux sauce. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guy. He's got his stuff in there. And we have those fine, fresh pecans, new crop pecans. We have got some of the best chocolates. And the candies, we make them fresh daily.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is the second hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. And I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming that all these role reversals, as power shifts in the Capitol, everybody's going to be planting their flag on whatever little electoral success they might have. And that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi is doing. As again, the senility of America's leaders comes into full bloom. It was already happening over the last several years, but don't you just love it? We need some more generational turnover. And I mean, there are some waiting in the wings in the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, who would like to take Nancy's spot. We'll get to that in a second. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned, she's very serious, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, she warned him on Friday that Democrats have, quote-unquote, more power in the federal government going forward and said they will change his leverage. This will change his leverage, given we have more power, okay? Pelosi spoke as Congress continues to try to pass a bipartisan COVID-19 stimulus bill in the lame duck session, because more money will solve all of our long-term structural problems. The California Democrat was asked about her party losing seats in the House. She said, "May I remind you that we have a president of the United States. We have a president of the United States that is so very important, whether you are in the majority or the minority. If the president is of your party, you have more power." All right, he didn't answer the question. And I think that's what Mitch McConnell is going to find out now. Whether he's in the majority or the minority, not having Donald Trump in the White House is going to change his leverage in that dynamic. But I'm very proud. And we'll see if these lawsuits pan out. Maybe you don't have Biden in the White House, but it's looking more like that as each day continues towards certification. Mitch McConnell's office, of course, as is their style, did not respond to a request for comment. Pelosi said the Democrats now have a mandate. They have a mandate as a result of the November 3rd election. She argued on Thursday that Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, has, quote, a mandate to address the challenges of our country faces, as well as to have a positive initiative on how to grow the economy in a fair way and in order to do what we must address, what we need to do to address the pandemic. Kevin McCarthy, leader of the Republicans there in the House, disagreed with Pelosi's assessment, as is tradition. He said, quote, I heard the speaker call it a mandate. It was a mandate against socialism. It was a mandate against defunding the police. Which, by the way, did you see that the Minneapolis, however you say that city's name, their city council voted to fund the police more. Shocking. Of course, there are many activists calling for some of these council members' heads because y'all made promises that you would defund the police. They lie again. Shocking that politicians would lie and claim to have a legitimate reason, but their legitimate reason is that crime has shot up like crazy there in Minneapolis. So maybe pulling the police out from all sorts of neighborhoods wasn't the greatest idea. My suggestion would be, if the police are being too heavy-handed, let's change some of the laws they're enforcing. But if you're going to get all hot and bothered over the fact that police might need to enforce laws against, you know, violence, force, and fraud, then we have a more profound issue than all of us continue to talk about. But Kevin McCarthy continued, this was a mandate against socialism. It was a mandate against defunding the police. It was a mandate against wasting a majority that the Democrats have done for the last Congress. Alongside Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer called on Trump to support the House Democrats' coronavirus stimulus bill since his approach to the pandemic was repudiated in the presidential election. See, it's magic. It's magic, folks. Democracy is magical. Millions of people can vote for all sorts of different reasons. You have people in the Wiregrass making sure that that farm bill is making sure they're set right. Make sure they're set right. Farm subsidies and the like, support programs, we need that. You can have people voting here in the Montgomery area to make sure we don't lose our military assets. Or people in North Alabama, you better keep the NASA stuff going. The space program needs to get going real well. You can have people who vote because they just don't like the left. People who vote just because they didn't like Donald Trump. People who vote for whatever reason they please. But apparently these politicians, whether it's Kevin McCarthy or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, Biden or Trump, they have this magical way of looking at all these millions of different votes for or against them. And they can read through all these different intentions and people's different interests, and they decide, well, obviously, despite all the differences, it's a clear mandate for my agenda. Give me a break. But the truth is that Pelosi and the Democrats lost a lot in the House. Democrats have lost 8 seats already, 8 seats net, and can lose as many as 13 after the counting ends. They lost 2 in South Florida, at least 2 in California, and here and there across the country in places where Democrats had gained in 2018. Democrats failed to pick up seats in Texas, Ohio, or Florida, which they had targeted. We also count some 26 seats so far that Democrats won with 52% of the vote or less, despite a huge fundraising advantage. The result may be the smallest House majority since 1919. And it's especially shocking as Democrats reclaim the White House. Though, again, Donald Trump has not conceded. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, so many folks are... Oh, Jack finally texted me. There he is. I guess me yelling on air got his attention. But they're all making this noise, and if they don't deliver... But there are some interesting legal arguments. We'll see where it goes. But yes, smallest House majority since 1919. Right now, in the official numbers, Donald Trump is behind in the national popular vote by about 3.5%, while House Democratic candidates are ahead only by 2.1%. A margin that exaggerates the Democratic edge because more Democratic seats were uncontested. Democrats also had an incumbency advantage, with 3 times as many Republican House members retiring this year than Democrats. But the results show that Mr. Biden is more popular than House Democrats are. I think a lot of people voted, if you accept the numbers, because they didn't like Trump. But some of these actions are a little odd. Oh, look, is that really him?
In the flesh.
Jack Campbell, how are you? You're alive.
All right, how are you? In the flesh.
Yeah. I'm a little sour today. I don't know why. is down.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sour or down and out in Beverly Hills?
Sour.
Oh, it's a big difference.
Yeah. Oh, quite a difference. But how are you? Can you
I'm okay.
Put a little sugar in this lemon?
Say that again?
Could you put a little sugar in this lemon, in my lemonade? It's all bitter
well,
right now.
I use stevia.
Oh, so. You got to watch your diabetes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what has made you sour?
I'm not certain. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it might be that politicians on both sides are just a bunch of hypocrites and liars, and they do it by virtue of, to be a good politician, you need to be a good hypocrite and liar. For instance, I just saw it on the TV screen. Adam Schiff said any GOP investigations or probes of Biden would be obstructionism.
Says, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a great example of the hypocrisy. And, Schiff being a known liar, he's like the poster boy of what I'm talking about. No wonder he's going to be so successful in politics going forward. No wonder. And I'm also a little frustrated with all this noise that people like Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are making, these attorneys on behalf of President Trump. And yet they're not quite following through. Now, I know this takes time. I think there is still a chance in that regard. And even if Trump doesn't remain president and Biden assumes the office officially, there's still hope to have victories all over the map. Have victories in many ways. There are many different battlefields here. But I'm getting a little tired of this two-reality world where a lot of Trump supporters are out there. You know, he's still the president and the media's gone on and Biden's already picking his cabinet as governors lock down their states. And Pelosi says she has a mandate, even though, as I just went over, when all the counting's done, they're going to probably have the smallest majority in the House since 1919. So she wants to claim that as a mandate. All right.
Well, that's totally wrong. And Biden says he has a mandate. Not of legally cast votes, you don't. But, I mean, can we prove that or not? I don't know.
Right. Well, what Sidney Powell's mostly focused on is the Dominion system. She's claiming we have this big whistleblower who can prove how they did it. While, of course, certain groups with the Department of Homeland Security, as it came out Friday, this is the most secure election in American history.
How can they say that? I mean, on its face, that is a lie.
Right. So we're kind of in a holding pattern on all the voting issues, and I can look to see what's been updated here, but it was kind of quiet over the weekend, except for up there in D.C. Did you see the images of the million MAGA march, Trump driving by, and all these wonderful things?
Yeah. And those poor people, you know.
Well, and I guess you're referring to as the day dragged on, as the night went on, some folks in what they call Black Bloc showed up and started harassing, if not outright, sucker punching, knocking people over, hitting them with unverified liquids.
I mean, I don't even have words for that kind of behavior.
Right, right. It's just tough to watch.
Like,
I only watched it for like 10 minutes this weekend, went about my life. What I have of my life left over. And I'm looking at, like, these images in D.C., and I'm like, why? Really, this is what our nation's becoming, though I try not to look at, as I said at the beginning of the show, violent events like that and say, oh, that defines the country. But, I mean, when you can't go to the mall to protest, when you can't go out in the streets and make your voice heard without worry of certain groups getting violent with you, and nobody covering it. It's kind of the mad dog theory. It's like you kick the dog, you kick the dog, you kick the dog, and then when the dog bites you, you go, oh, we need to shoot it, it's a mad dog.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that's going on right now. A lot of that's going on. So we'll see where the lawsuits go, and we'll continue to watch the nonsense. See, a democracy is just a magical word. I think we'd all be better off if we stop using that phrase, our democracy, like it's God or something. Like it's magical. No, it's a process. It's one small process. It doesn't give you mandates. Doesn't mean you've accepted the general will of the people, like you're some French philosopher starting the revolution. No, it's a process. And what we have anything that, if we have anything from this vote, it's a divided United States. A very divided country. Maybe divided government could work for us. Force against force. Maybe you'll get good outcomes from it. But we'll see. We'll see.
Durham's going to have his report.
Yeah, and I'm getting word on that, that it might not be what people want. But that's another thing we're in a holding pattern with. But he will have his report, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Were you trying to float me a little hope balloon there?
Just to end that bitterness, but...
No, I got so much bitterness, I just had to shoot it down, too. No, I saw a report that he's just going to close up shop with no indictments. But I could be surprised. That could be interference that they're running beforehand. Because John Brennan, former CIA director, is acting a bit nervously. Still calling on Trump to be removed by the 25th Amendment. So, we'll see
what... He's a bad person.
Yeah.
He is a real bad person.
272-9228. You sleep all right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, 10 hours?
No.
No?
Joey, not at all.
When did you go to bed?
We can discuss that off air.
Okay. 272-9228. I didn't know bedtime was so classified.
Well, now you know.
Let's go to see who this is on line one, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Joey and Jack. How are y'all? It's Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
You know how I am, Chris.
What's that?
You know how I am if you've been listening.
Oh, man, you're just having one of those grumpy Mondays, Joey.
Yep.
Don't be grumpy.
Oh, that's the worst thing to tell a grumpy person.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it's easy to be grumpy on Monday, but it's so pretty outside. You go outside. Y'all are in that big cave up there in the top of the Blue Water Broadcast Facility. Y'all need to go up there outside and just check how beautiful it is outside.
Sure.
You need to, man. It's always good for the soul. Hey, I was going to tell you, I don't want to get into all the depression, but can I make a rant real quick?
Oh, yeah. Join the company.
Hey, those white sticks they have up at Taylor Road are the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate for somebody with a big old truck to run down middle of them, knock them all over the place. Hello, anybody out there with a big truck? I'd like to knock them all over the place.
Oh, and again, this is the you're on Taylor Road. You pass East Chase going north, and to go 85 southbound. Yeah, I was actually on that exit this weekend, and I wonder how sturdy those things are. I wouldn't mess with it with my car, but big old truck.
Well, that'd be fun. Hey, but the weird part is there's already some that are popped off and all, but, you know, it looks to me that they could be a nasty little hazard there if they get loose.
Yeah.
That's just my personal opinion, but I don't understand. We're just trying to reinvent the wheel on that road. It's something else.
Yeah, how long have they been working on that now? For 4 or 5 years? Good God.
Dude, I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy. But anyways, but I thought that would be my little rant for the day. Oh, and plus the shooting.
Yeah.
I was heard that the shooting happened inside of the happened inside of the GameStop.
Really?
Yes. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, the new PS5 is coming out.
That's exactly, yeah. Yeah, there were theories about possibly someone's trying to sell some games and try to bring them in to get cash for them or something like that.
But yeah, can you imagine, you remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Christmas movie, Jingle All the Way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine that movie if somebody had a gun?
Well, it could have been that way. It was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you know what? Everything else is in the second generation and everything. Why don't they just make a number two, right? Jingle All the Way 2.
Yeah, with old man Arnold.
I'll be back. Yeah. Right. Anyways, well, I thought that was my rant for the day. I'm not so much worried about politics, you know. Hopefully it'll be just a Congress that's going to be frozen up. We won't get anything done, and old Joe might not be there in 2 months anyway. So
yeah, we shall see.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Chris. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program, here on a grumpy Monday, this part of the program is brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. They're your local choice for all your paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Call them today at 271-0007, 271-0007, or you can stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Especially you do-it-yourselfers out there. If you're just looking to do one room at a time, maybe repaint the front porch or maybe the kitchen, Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists. They've assembled a great team over at New Look Decorating Center who can give you inspiration and then help you make that inspiration a reality. They keep your information on file so you can have continuity of vision, continuity of the different color schemes you pick out over time. They keep it all there so it's easy to remember, easy to come back and continue the job one room at a time. Again, that number for New Look Decorating Center, 271-0007. Check them out today and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Yeah, maybe get your mind off the news and politics. Repaint the bedroom or something. Could be soothing. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. Jack disappeared again. We'll be right back.
Nothing left to say but my life.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Baby Yoda launches into space. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I guess on one of those SpaceX flights. That's in Elon Musk style. And hey, Elon, if you ever have a Mars mission, sign me up. Sign me up. Love to go on that mission to Mars. I'll even go to the doctor to make sure it's safe for me to, you know, enter the vacuum of space. Another dad joke for you guys. Nature abhors a vacuum, and so does my dog. 272-9228, 272-9228. This is part of the program, again, this hour, in fact, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. She is the owner-operator over there, and she does fantastic work making sure you can get great rates on that current mortgage. Refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage today and save hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars over the course of a year. You can skip up to two payments when you refinance with Kim Williams. And that's to relieve money stress, or maybe you're looking to reinvest back into your home to up the value of your property. Kim Williams makes it quick and easy, so grab your mortgage statement today and see how much money you could be saving when you call Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, 567-4223. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because there is a difference in mortgage companies. And especially you veterans, be sure to see what Kim Williams can do for you through the VA EARL program. You don't have to deal with the VA directly yourself. No, you work with Kim Williams. She makes it quick, easy, simple for you, and saves you a lot of money getting those benefits that you earned through your service, well, making them a reality and you applying them. Why not take advantage of it if you're a veteran with a current VA home loan? Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Now, I want to go back to the picking up the pieces of these House races and what's going to be the make of the House, because there's a lot of fighting that seems to be going on within Democratic ranks, and it's in a way generational. You know, I keep joking that the senility of the American Republic is in full bloom, or boom, since this is really a boomer generation phenomenon, with people like Nancy Pelosi still running the show for Democrats, and it's not just some snooty, bratty, libertarian malcontent like myself who's noticed it. You also get snooty, bratty socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's noticed it as well. Apparently, we're not allowed to call her AOC anymore. That's disrespectful. So the Honorable Ocasio-Cortez. But yes, as we left off, the result for the House might be the smallest House majority since 1919. Especially shocking when you compare it to how much Joe Biden led Donald Trump in the national popular vote. That, again, doesn't mean much, but it's magical. It allows you to see the will of something. Magical words, democracy. I mean, and again, Democrats had advantages on the map. They had more incumbents. They were just in a better position. They should have won a lot. They spent boatloads of money for the House and the Senate, and they came up empty. And then also, if you look at state legislatures and battleground states, Republicans are really doing well. This is why I kept saying Pyrrhic victory, is that it's left not just the Democrats bloody and bruised, it's also left Republicans bloody and bruised, and you can see them smarting today. But think about it in terms of the establishment. Not Democrats, not Republicans, the establishment compared to us everyday people. When you look at the prestige of the corporate press, what's the standing of the corporate press these days? From Democrats, or especially Republicans, or just everyday Americans. Some people still turn into The View and think somehow that squawking informs them. But I think a lot of Americans are waking up to, well, the news isn't all that new, and it's not good for you. You also look at the confidence in the system. This election, I don't think, inspired confidence. After there was all sorts of skepticism, and worries of foreign interference from the 2016 election. So confidence in the system, of course, people who win end up seeming more confident, but I don't think we're actually all that confident. Just look at how the Democrats want to change the system. Then you look at just generally confidence in our cultural elite. Look at the ratings for our top sports organizations, for their, you know, the finals, for the World Series. People still watch it, but not as many people. Look at how the Emmys are doing, or the Oscars are doing, or the Grammys are doing. They continue to lose viewership. More and more people are tuning out from the old cultural heights of America. More and more people are looking for other options besides college to continue their education. More and more people are waking up that the old ruling elite, ruling class, is not what it used to be. And though they're still very powerful and they're talented, smart people, they ain't what they used to be. And a lot of folks are tired of their agenda. So I think this is a good thing. And it's why you're seeing breakdowns on the left and the right in terms of people scurrying for more political power. So because of this divides and this small, tiny majority in the House Democrats will end up with, Democrats are now brawling over the reasons, with progressives and swing state members blaming one another. Progressives refuse to take any responsibility. Why would you? That's not a thing that you do in politics, especially progressive politics. It's always somebody else's fault. A post-election memo from the left-wing Justice Democrats warned Democrats against retreating from their positions on culture or economics, claiming that their agenda drove turnout. It quoted a New York Times article saying, quote, "The key is to link racism and class conflict." Oh, yeah, we'll just have people hanging from the lampposts. That's a good look. We need new idols on the left. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blamed her defeated colleagues for not knowing how to run smart digital campaigns and how to sell progressive policy. She told CNN, "The problem is a weak party operation that needs to become, quote, stronger and more resilient to Republican attacks. AOC isn't backing down from the Green New Deal or cutting funds for police, though GOP ads hammering Democrats on both issues in swing districts. In counteracting that, swing state members are more realistic in that they recognize the damage from the GOP ads that attacked Democrats for being socialist, defunding the police, raising taxes, eliminating oil and gas drilling. But these Democrats also seem to think it comes down to packaging." Okay, here's the deal. This is from a Virginia representative, Abigail Spanberger. She said, quote, "We need to not ever use the word socialist or socialism again. We lost good members because of that. She won her seat with 50.9%, just barely survived there in a ever-turning blue Virginia. But the socialist charge worked because it is, in its policy essence, it's true. This is the deal. It's not just packaging, folks. The agenda of so much of the Democrats in power now is socialism. Warmed over socialism, it's maybe not Stalinism, maybe it's more akin to Fabian socialism. Incremental change, more and more control by the national government. But that is the deal. And just look at this grab bag of goodies they're trying to pass under the auspices of being pandemic coronavirus relief packages. We've already spent trillions, but now let's bail out states and expand unemployment and just, you know, shoehorn that into a universal basic income. It all work out. But do you think, I'll put lay this down, Jack, I think the senility of, say, our leaders in Congress is blooming, or booming, so to speak, being the boomer generation. When you look at, say, somebody like Nancy Pelosi, and you heard those knocks against Donald Trump, you're going to hear those knocks against Joe Biden. And so, you know, it's one thing when you're president, you don't have too many competitors, though Biden should look over his shoulder at Harris. But in the case of Pelosi, especially as Speaker of the House, more than anybody in the Senate, she needs to be really looking over her shoulder and almost become scared of her shadow, or let's just say the shadows of those much younger, who have much more energy, who seem to have much more support from the corporate press, people like AOC. Do you think Pelosi survives much longer, and what do you make of this divide in the Democratic Party?
I've thought a lot about that, and I think I think she survives, but I think they keep her in check. Now, she's been a pretty good leader for the left up to this point. Now, do they think she'll go far enough, or will she go far enough? I don't know. Biden may reel her in.
Right.
And if that's the case, because, you know, it's hard to change habits for 47 years. And even though he's probably going to give some plum cabinet people to some lefties, he's going to be watching them. And I think she survives, though.
Well, and, you know, I was saying that the establishment, Democrats and Republicans, had a Pyrrhic victory here. They're very bloody and bruised. I think their only hope is this, and it's going to be perilous for them, is that Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden go way back, don't they? Way back.
Yeah.
I could see a lot of deal-making being done, not with, you know, Pelosi sitting here threatening, we have so much more power. The leverage game has changed, Mitch McConnell. Watch out, Mitch. I think Mitch has already outsmarted her. And I think if the establishment wants to regain, you know, their foothold, you're going to see McConnell and Biden. They'll fight like cats and dogs on some of the big headline issues, but they're going to make a lot of deals behind the scenes. And it's going to piss off the left, the progressive left. It's going to piss off sort of the Trump Tea Party right wing. So yeah, you're going to have these, you know, rabid folks in the bases going after them. But I could see them doing that. Do you think I'm wrong, or is that possible, you think?
No. I would think that Joe Biden likes Mitch McConnell a lot more than he likes Nancy Pelosi.
Right. Right.
Because they have that Senate camaraderie for whatever reason that exists. It's still a good old boys club. And but I can see Biden caving in to Mitch before he caves in to Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I think the establishment gets what they really want. And there have been big issues staring the country in the face where compromise wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It'd piss everybody off, but it would also get things done on immigration, on budgets, and finances in general in this country. I mean, there are a lot of issues we could try to solve here, but we'll see. I think that's possible. I won't. And it's what Joe Biden, what does he really want to do? If Biden thinks of himself as a one-termer, he might very well make a deal like this. If he's going for re-election, I don't know about that. And we'll see how long he survives as well. And I'm not making a joke here.
No, I mean, or his brain holds out.
Right.
You know, a lot can happen. Give you an example. I know someone here in Montgomery that's got, like, dementia.
Sure.
And it was very slow at first, and then it skyrocketed. You know, it just... Yeah. It got really bad. I mean, we could see that happen. I mean, he is showing signs of, I don't know if you call it dementia. What would you call it?
There are different types, but yeah.
Right, right. You know, and if it progresses rapidly, which it could, he might be in a world of hurt. But, and this is what he may think. He knows this was a close election. And deep down, he knows he didn't win this election. In his heart of hearts, he knows that. And he knows the Democrats stole it. And he suspects it, at least. He knows he's only got 2 years. But this thing's going to flip. Senate's going to get bigger with Republicans. And the House is going to go back to Republican majority. Right. So he knows he's only got 2 years. So... he may be a lot more aggressive than we think.
Right. Who knows? And like I said, Lynn Wood, you know, the guy who defended Nick Sandman, the Covington Catholic kid, won that big lawsuit against CNN. He filed a suit in Georgia saying that the Secretary of State of Georgia's agreement with Stacey Abrams' organization, more drop boxes, all this different stuff, not having the same checks on mail-in ballots. He's filed a suit saying by Georgia law, that is not legitimate. It was illegal, and you should not be counting these ballots. So we'll see where that goes. Lynn Wood seems pretty confident, but again, you got to convince a judge. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani are making all sorts of noise about these voting machines and the software being used in the machines. That's another bigger lift. But, you know, it is odd. All these people are bringing up, you know, there are times when the U.S. and the U.N. will watch other elections, and there are certain boxes you check off or tells that show, hey, this may be illegitimate. For instance, voting being stopped in the middle of the night, and then when it's restarted, the voting trajectory all of a sudden goes the opposite way it was going.
Huh. Yeah.
That happened in Bolivia, for instance. But no, it's all on the up and up here in the United States. I'm starting to be dragged to, I think this was stolen as well. But if it isn't shown in a court of law, you know, what difference does it make at a certain point other than informing people about how the system actually works?
All right, but you got to think of yourself as some judge.
Right. Yeah. I can already tell where you're going, but go on.
Who's trying to really be fair. And, you know, there are some of those. And you're like, yeah, Trump's got a point. He's got a case. This probably did happen. But, you know, the media's been saying Biden's president. Biden's acting like he's president-elect. And, you know, for the good of the country, we don't need this upheaval. That's what concerns me.
Right. Right. We'll see.
You know?
I think maybe that's the one thing frustrating me. Not so much it's the waiting is the hardest part, to quote Tom Petty. It's the waiting that has me frustrated, that I still have hope. It doesn't mean that we're guaranteed to win. It's just that it's possible. It's not impossible that we win.
Today's the 16th. What do they have to certify by the 20th?
The 20th is a good date to think of, yeah. It's different in each state, but the 20th is a good date to think of. And we'll see where it goes. But here, let's hit a break. News and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
You know what? Talking to you makes me feel a little nicer. I was yelling earlier in the show about, where's Jack? Where is he? Wake up! And maybe you heard me. Maybe Bugsy did.
No.
No, you didn't hear
it? No. Bugsy slept in this morning.
Both of you. Oh, goodness. Well,
and that never happens.
Strange times.
But he was conked out for some odd reason.
Well, here, let's hit this break. We'll come back with more news and views from 9 till noon right after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have not only a cool week ahead, there's still no rain in the forecast for the next several days. For today, what a great start to the week. Sunshine, pleasantly cool, high 68. Tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 42 by dawn tomorrow morning. Upper 60s on Tuesday, more sun, only mid-60s Wednesday. The coldest nights will be Tuesday and Wednesday night with lows in the upper 30s. Dry through the week, warmer late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor.
An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, give Dan Black and the team a call at 279-6036. They can transfer all those old video formats, old slides, film reels, VHS tapes, Betamax even, little camcorder tapes, and get those brought into the digital future. It is a great idea for a Christmas gift. Our very own East of the Rockies is doing this for his family, recreated his dad's old slideshow. He's going to share it with family around the country on Christmas Day. So there are some folks that are hard to buy for. Why not give them the gift of nostalgia? It's a great thing, and really, in a crazy year like this, it's great to remember when maybe life is a little better, a little more innocent. There are all sorts of things that can come from reinvigorating those memories. Dan Black Studios can also help you with old audio formats, so you can get those CDs put on a thumb drive for that new car stereo. Same with tape cassettes. And Dan Black Studios can also help you out from the ground up with video production. So TV commercials, online branding, videos, and the like. Dan Black Studios is that one-stop shop, 38 years in business. They've earned their professional reputation. Let them prove it to you. Dan Black Studios, you can reach them at 279-6036, 279-6036. Go online to danblackstudios.net, excuse me, or go on the Book of Faces to Dan Black Studios. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. We got a gentleman on the phone here, if we can call him that. Eric the Dog.
Don't you dare. Hola.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. I was just thinking, Donald Trump kind of reminds me of Keanu Reeves' wife and Devil's Advocate. I don't know if you've seen that movie or not, but
I don't think I have.
There's parts of it where, you know, there's demons possessing people and they kind of freak out and show themselves, but and she sees it, but nobody else sees it, and she gets the. It's kind of the, I'll put it in WWE terms. You know, the ref gets called off to the side, and the other guy gets punched in the throat with a chair, and then the ref turns around, and he doesn't know what happened, but the guy's out, and the other guy's, you know, griping that he got hit with a chair. But
he still counts one, two, three, and... Match is over,
And I just have a hard time believing that Democrats are so much smarter than Republicans that every time, dagnabbit, they just get us by just that much. I can't conceive of how all these people pretty much attend same schools, have a lot of them have mostly the same backgrounds. The Democrats turn out to be so much smarter and outwit the Democrats at every little turn, every time on all the major issues. You know, we get Pyrrhic victories here and there, but at the end of the day, we really don't gain anything except a big conspiracy theory complex.
I think you make a very good point, and I will say this. Once they said, well, you know, this pandemic, it's really bad stuff, and if we have everybody going to the polls, this in-person voting, it's just going to spread the virus. So we're going to allow people to mail in their ballots. You know, whatever each state wants to do, they can do. Well, a lot of these states are run by Democrats, and so their governor said, hey, I tell you what, we'll have a mail-in ballot program. We'll mail everybody on the list a ballot. Well, you know, not everybody on that list was going to vote, but probably everybody on that list did vote, because there are a lot of people that weren't on that list that got ballots, because you're mailing to old addresses, and it was just a recipe for disaster. And the Democrats are smart, and they knew that.
Well, and Eric, let me ask you, I think what you said just a second ago is very much true, but do you see any actual wins during the Trump tenure?
Well, I mean, he definitely had some wins for us. Tax cut. I think the foreign policy is really good.
The Supreme Court, definitely.
No, the Supreme Court for sure, provided that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't pull a John Roberts on us.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I think I said at the time, especially Amy Coney Barrett. It's very rare you get a very clear win in politics. I mean, both sides are claiming mandates, or they spin it to their like. But that getting the court in that way was a big deal, unless Democrats can expand it, which they're going to try.
You know, I had a recent experience with a post office where the address I tried to get something sent to was considered undeliverable, even though there's a gargantuan building there. So that kind of put a little personal experience on the proficiency of the mail system. It's just there's too many things there for there not to be nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not some grand conspiracy, but, you know, a bunch of people that hate somebody may attack them in different ways without having to have a big meeting and then have a national organization to, you know, direct them as to what to do. You get enough pissed off people that don't like somebody, they can direct on their own. I mean, that's what militias are, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we've seen also, you've seen mobocracy before in human history. Yeah, you know, for instance, I saw these videos of people outside of Hillary Clinton's house. I see that, and when I see that with, you know, people outside of Tucker Carlson's house or anybody's house, I am not a fan of that. I don't think it ends very well.
That's nonsensical. I mean, it's a we've done away with the trying to go along to get along, or even trying to get along for a common purpose and for the betterment. It's all out my way or no way, and there's no compromise, and we're the ones paying the price for it.
Oh, and it's leading to a lot of vengeful politics of resentment and wanting to get revenge, and I don't know if that really is justice.
I mean, when you get in office and you start making lists of people that you're blacklisting for jobs and stuff because of who they